Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's 7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. The stop business stories instead of the top business stories. Top stories, period, of the day. Dr. Ken's going to have the top medical stories. Dr. Joy Brown will join us later on in the hour for some adjustment. How do you take criticism, constructive criticism? Do you take it well? You take it with tea, with lemon? How do you take criticism?
Sugar. Always helps.
Yeah, right.
Sweeten it up a little bit.
Right. To get more with honey and new vinegar, Richie.
Yep, that's right.
Target Corporation poised to settle a class action lawsuit filed following their data breach Christmas 2013. A $10 million fund established for victims of the breach. Victims eligible for $10,000 each.
Wow. How do you know?
That's a good question.
Whether you're eligible. I mean, obviously, if you were your identity was stolen and they can trace it directly to this, you should get some of the $10 million.
Victims have to be able to state that they have experienced at least one of the following, Richie. You've asked, so here's the answer.
Thank you.
Unauthorized, unreimbursed charges on their credit or a debit card. Time spent addressing those charges. Fees to hire somebody to correct their credit report. Higher interest rates or fees on the accounts, and credit-related costs. In other words, if you paid more to borrow the money, and then any of the other things that were part of this, you have a complaint. You have a you've got a case. So
it seems like a deal to me. 40 million credit cards get hacked, and you only have to pay $10 million.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a bad deal. But was it their fault? That's the question that always that I would wonder about. Is it their fault?
Is it Target's fault?
Yeah.
You know, it's your job to protect my identity when I entrust you with it.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, yeah, I mean, these hackers are going to be able to find a way around whatever fence you put up. But sure, it's still your responsibility. And you're only eligible for up to $10,000.
Yeah. 10
per person.
Right.
And if Target is coming forward and saying, here's what we're going to do before someone makes them do it, I think they think that they're responsible too.
Mm-hmm. They're clean
this
way. Clean. Speaking of that, Target is the latest retailer, according to the story today at DougSteffen.com, latest retailer to boost their starting wage to $9 an hour, matching Walmart and TJ Maxx. I was listening to a discussion of this on an NPR program yesterday in the cab on my way to the airport. Discussion of what it takes in order to live in Philadelphia. This was in Philadelphia, but you can apply the same thing to Washington, Boston, New York, any fairly large city where there's a diverse population and low income. And the discussion was in Philadelphia and other cities. And I think this applies to Boston, from what I know. The number of gentrified neighborhoods increasing, and with that, the people who have lived there for a long time get booted out, and all of the area gets cleaned up, rebuilt, and so the number of $1 million residents available to people who have money in Philadelphia or Boston or New York or wherever has increased with the ability of people to pay for it. More people have more money, therefore the people that own these buildings want to either tear them down or they want to rebuild them so that they can get more money out of them. Isn't that the American way? So I'm listening to the host and hostess of the program talking about how outrageous it was that low-income people couldn't afford to stay in these neighborhoods. I guess there's an argument on both sides. Then they got off onto the discussion of the $9 wage, minimum wage, and they said, how can anybody live for $15 an hour? How can anybody? There's a fellow who called them who had worked in the 1960s in the steel business making $18 an hour. And he got laid off, drives a cab now, but did the math, and the equivalency of the $18 an hour back in the 60s to today was about $10 an hour more. In order to live the way he lived when he was making $18 an hour, he'd have to be making $28 an hour. And so I said to him, how much are you making? He says, I average about $14 or $15 an hour. So in his mind, he's entitled to live as he did when he was making that money in the 60s, but he can't because of the greedy millionaires that run all these businesses. Those were his exact words.
We were talking about this the other day.
Sorry.
No, one of our weekend hosts here at Radio America was doing a story about the Walmart and their profit margins.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how they are taking heat because they made $16 billion last year.
Mm-hmm.
That was their reported profits.
Yeah.
But he says, when you look at it, that $16 billion was made on almost $500 billion, $500 billion
in sales.
In sales.
Mm-hmm.
Which works out to be about 3.2% profit.
Mm-hmm.
So here is a company taking heat because they make 3.2% profit.
Mm. Well, see, it's easy to the average person doesn't think it through like you just did, Richie. The average person doesn't know that. They don't know what the margins are. Normal retail margins in stores like Macy's, for example, or the higher end Needless Markup, Bloomingdale's, wherever, that's a 33% to 35% to 40%. Now, that doesn't take into account what it costs them to have the stores themselves, but on merchandise, their return is about 40%, 35 to 40%. So the fact that Walmart's only making 3 to 4% is right. Pretty dramatic. Now, you can say, well, look at the Walton family. They're all billionaires. Yeah, okay. And their father created something that has great value, and so they're enjoying the benefits of what their father did. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Why is there something wrong with that? I don't see that there's something wrong with it. And in many cases, they're doing everybody's different. Some people take their money if they have a lot of it and they do good things with it. Other people don't. That's their decision. They can do it, hoard it, whatever they want with
things, but
it.
But to
have somebody expect that because you were making $18 an hour in 1969 and now you ought to be making $29 because if you'd have stayed there, I mean, it's kind of like, how do you think that through? I understand why you'd like to have that be the case, but why is it reality? And why are these people that have the money that have made it, or they've had somebody smart make it for them, why are they the bad guys?
There's an article in SeattleMag.com, SeattleMagazine.com.
Yeah.
Why are so many Seattle restaurants closing lately? And they're talking about the rash of restaurants closing because of the minimum wage hikes there. In Seattle as opposed to around the rest of the state. It's pretty interesting. You go to SeattleMag.com and you can see that.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus will inform us as to the latest from the world of medicine. Medical report, medical update next year on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Always happy to have Dr. Ken Kronhaus with us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his weekly update of important medical information. Breastfed babies become rich adults. Let's follow the trail on this one. Go ahead.
Sure. This is out of the Lancet Global Health Journal this week, Doug. Breastfed babies may be smarter, better educated, and richer as adults. Breastfeeding is associated with improved performance and intelligence tests at age 30. And also, breastfeeding has an important effect on societal level by increasing educational attainment and income in adulthood.
I buy this 100%, by the way. 100% makes nothing but sense. The way that you get colostrum into your system, that's great for your immune system. Your brain is going to function better, quicker. This makes nothing but sense. So it's like common sense. Sometimes you wonder, Ken, when we look at these studies, why it is that people don't just figure, okay, yeah, this makes good sense. Get all those nutrients into the body. And why wouldn't everybody be breastfeeding or making sure they're using the breast milk that they have themselves one way or another, get it into their babies?
Well, now there's no doubt. There's good proof.
Could loneliness shorten your life?
Perspectives on psychological sciences this week, Doug. Loneliness has long been associated with poor mental health, including depression, but a new study suggests social isolation may harm physical health also, and even hasten death. People do not commonly think of social factors when they think of health. We think of things like exercise, blood pressure, and taking cholesterol medication, but it turns out that social isolation is actually more predictive of death than any of those three things.
Folic acid, some people say folic acid lowers your risk for stroke. If you have high blood pressure, you would use this. If you have regular blood pressure, should you use it?
Well, it can't hurt, but it's especially helpful if you have high blood pressure. Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug, there's new evidence of the importance of folic acid in preventing strokes, especially among those with high blood pressure. Patients with high blood pressure and with a history of stroke or heart disease who took both folic acid supplements along with antihypertension, a drug called enalapril, were less likely to have had a stroke than those who took the medicine alone. The best way to get enough folic acid in the diet is to load up on green leafy vegetables, beans, citrus fruits, and fortified grain-based food items, including wheat flour, cornmeal, pasta, and rice.
All right, so now the next thing, this diet soda report, intake associated with increases in the size of your waist.
Exactly. Journal of the American Geriatric Society this week. Increasing diet soda intake is directly linked to greater abdominal obesity in adults 65 years of age and older. These findings raise concerns about the safety of chronic diet soda consumption, which may increase belly fat and contribute to greater risk of metabolic syndrome and heart disease and circulation disease throughout the body.
I hope that's not the same with ice cream. Oof. All right. The Miller High Life guy has died from a blood clot. Is it drinking too much Miller High Life? Is that what we're supposed to say?
Exactly. Wendell D. Middlebrooks, the Miller High Life delivery guy, died from a pulmonary embolism. This is a clot in the lung. And weight was definitely a factor. He weighed 400 pounds. The 36-year-old Middlebrook died Monday in his San Fernando Valley home. So lose weight, stay active, and you won't have this happen.
All right, let's talk about Heart Factors Plus and how this can help you in boosting nitric oxide levels, how it is that men and women benefit from taking this. You're a cardiologist, so makes nothing but sense to you, it would seem.
From Nobel Prize-winning research, Doug, listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health safely and naturally. Here's what Norman from Arizona tells us. I've been using this product for a while now and find my endurance and stamina have benefited greatly. Best of all, my cardiologist agrees that taking Heart Factors is the best thing I could have done. And the benefits do not stop there. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, improves overall circulation, and for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus. For a limited time, get a free bottle and faster results than you've ever thought possible or your money back. No questions asked.
800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus right now. 800-621-6313. Try Heart Factors absolutely risk-free. Get a free bottle, as a matter of fact, with your order when you mention you heard Dr. Ken talking about it. 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus, yours today, now, at 800-621-6313.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Baby, I'm amazed at the way you wish me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of
the so predictable, Richie.
What, out of the 400 or 500 choices for Paul McCartney, you
yeah.
knew I was going to play this one?
Well, I needed to play something that was metallic. That seems to be your
guitar-oriented, you mean.
Yes, right, yes.
This it's is called, very piano-based, too.
It's a new format, G-O-R.
Guitar-oriented rock.
Rock, yes, right.
If I were to program a station, you would likely get that, yes.
Yes, I feel it as much. All right, so anyway, McCartney has agreed to induct Ringo Starr into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as the ceremonies are scheduled to take place next month. So that'll be cool, and it's appropriate. And then let's see who else is introducing other members of the class of 2015. Stevie Wonder is going to induct Bill Withers, fellow songwriter who had the biggest impact in the 70s. Let's see, John Legend is going to perform Withers' music. Still a mystery whether Withers, who quit 30 years ago, will come and sing. I get more annoyed listening to this kind of stuff and thinking the Moody Blues are not in the Hall of Fame. It's just the whole thing annoys me. That doesn't keep me from telling you who's going to be at the ceremony. Patti Smith is inducting another artist indelibly tied to New York, the late Lou Reed. And Beck is going to perform his music. Patti Smith.
On the wild side.
Yeah, this is appropriate.
Hey,
it's not appropriate that the Moody Blues aren't in there.
Colored girls go
no, I agree with you. Moody Blues belong there.
Oh, my God, they belong there.
Yeah.
Hi, John Mayer is going to usher in some new... Let's see, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Vaughan's brother Jimmy will perform with members of the old band Double Trouble. I like this. There's something about this that really just, this kind of soul gets to me.
Yeah.
So HBO is taping the ceremony for a May 30th television premiere. Rock Hall of Fame opening an exhibit on April 11th honoring this year's new class. Also has a special exhibit on photographer Herb Ritt's work with musicians. Yeah. So what do you think?
Right on.
I like them all. I'm not a big Lou Reed fan, but he certainly belongs. Stevie Ray Vaughan. I like the John Mayer pairing. That's very cool.
Yeah, he is.
And, you know, obviously Ringo's in as a Beatle. It's about time he got in as a solo artist.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But, again, the fact that the most outstanding thing that is so glaring is the fact that the Moody Blues are on it. I mean, this is a group that released not a few albums, dozens and dozens of successful albums. They've sold more music than most of the rock groups from that classic era. So what is the problem? I don't even... Can anybody look that up? It's got to be a question being asked by people other than us.
If you go to notinthehalloffame.com and you go down the list, Deep Purple, Kraftwerk, Roxy Music, Jethro Tull, The Smiths. Willie Nelson's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Willie Nelson's not?
Chicago, Judas Priest, The Cure, okay, Dick Dale. I mean, there are hundreds of bands that aren't in. Now, obviously, Dick Dale ain't the Moody Blues.
Right. Well, but still.
The Cars.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Miller Band.
The Car, yeah.
I mean, come on now.
All right.
Yeah.
There's the Moody Blues at number 24.
What, number 24 on the list? Is it ranked them in order of importance?
I think it's probably saying this. Yeah.
I don't think. I think they would be number one, certainly in the top five as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're one of your favorites, so why not?
That's right, Richie. And what else makes a difference? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. So what else means anything other than what I think?
The Monkees aren't in either.
No, that's an outrage. All right, speaking of outrages, Donald Trump in the news next on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Leaving neighbors or job colleagues when you move can be tough. How you say goodbye is important. Dr. Margaret Wehrenberg.
People talk about closure, but what they really mean is, I understand why it ended, and I said what I needed to say. Make your goodbye in person and just say the words, I want to say goodbye. It's been good to know you. It was a pleasure to work with you. You don't have to vow to be friends for the rest of your life when you know you're not going to be. But saying the goodbye face to face also lets people say to you what you meant to them. Even if you just hear back from somebody, I always liked hearing your laugh in the office next door, or you were such a good neighbor, you're hearing a positive remark back makes it way easier to leave an environment like a job.
Tomorrow, pointers on that really big goodbye, the breakup of a serious relationship. Dr. Wehrenberg's book is The 10 Best Anxiety Busters. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, energetically and happily along for your ride, whatever you're riding. You may be riding the stove, you're riding the washing machine, you're riding your bike, you're riding in your car, wherever you are. It's good to have you here. Donald Trump is in the news. Richie, Kenny, I, he said, am the only one who can make America truly great again.
Oh, I hope he runs.
Trump said he is forming an exploratory committee, the essential first move that lets candidates raise money to fund the early stages of their campaign. Exploratory. We must rebuild our infrastructure, control our borders, support local control of education, strengthen our military. He loses me there. Scratch that. No, we need to spend our money more. Well, maybe if we take the money we have and use it wisely instead of ripping off the taxpayers to the tune that we do in our defense budget, maybe if we use it to actually make the military what it is supposed to be, then maybe that's go along with them there. Anyway, he says we must stop other countries from totally taking advantage of our representatives who are being out-negotiated at every turn. I am the only one who can make America truly great again.
He's got a point there.
What, he's the only one who can make America truly great again?
We're out-negotiated.
Yeah, we are. We look like a bunch of fools. So, is he really willing to pull the trigger on a White House bid? That means he doesn't get to do The Apprentice anymore?
Or is it just a PR stunt?
Right. Well, he's done this, what, two or three times in the last...
couple times. Yeah. Yeah, in 2009 and... Yeah. Flirted with it last time.
He said that he wasn't going to renew his apprentice contract the next time around. That does pretty well in the ratings, doesn't it?
It does.
The ratings are good on that. Anyway, he appears to be hoping that steps like hiring political staffers and launching a new committee will indicate he's serious. about running. So is anybody serious? Is he to be taken seriously?
There are things I like about him.
Yeah?
But I just can't take it seriously.
Yeah. What about you, Kenny?
No, but he'd be very entertaining.
Would be entertaining. Right. A lot of entertainment.
Imagine the debates.
Yeah. He would be great in the debates.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would vote for him in the primaries just to get him into the debates.
Yeah. Yeah, he would.
Because that would be a show.
Yep. Constructive criticism. Do you give
it?
Put
the debates on
or
pay-per-view.
Take it well. Can I move on now?
No, I want to see the debates on pay-per-view with him.
All right. Get him in a wrestling match with McMahon or something. All right, so let's see. Joy Brown around in a few minutes talking about constructive criticism. Do you take it or give it? Meanwhile, from Minnesota to Arkansas today, state officials are knocking on doors and quarantining areas of these states in a fight to stop the spread of the biggest U.S. bird flu outbreak on record. Right. How many people know about this? How many people have talked about this? 100 what?
100 people got bird flu.
Is it that many?
I don't know. But they're saying the biggest bird flu outbreak in U.S. history.
Yeah, I think there are more. But this is a highly contagious variety of avian influenza detected in Boone County, Arkansas last week. Every address in a 10-mile square zone around the infected flock has been visited. This is, animals tested to ensure they're negative for the virus. Every chicken in this area has to be checked. A lot of chicken barbecues this weekend, I'm going to bet. In Minnesota and Missouri, officials are following similar procedures, increased restrictions on the movement of poultry. The spread of the flu prompted limits on American poultry shipments to China, the European Union, and Mexico. Tyson Foods is the biggest buyer of chicken and turkey, reinforcing precautions on their flocks as well. We're constantly looking at ways to improve what we do, says the state veterinarian in Minnesota. Okay, so you got it. Minnesota, Missouri, Arkansas, which have a lot of migratory birds in the Mississippi flyway region. So that's where this comes from. The flu actually doesn't come from the chickens. They get it from birds. You know, that reminds me.
This is big. 61,000.
I know. You scoffed at me when you said, like, you didn't know anything. I've heard anything about this before. You think I don't know what's going on? I know what's going on. Just listen to me.
In British Columbia, 245,000 turkeys and chickens had a cold.
Right. All right. So that takes care of the farm report. Who's following March Madness, please?
I will be when it cranks up. I got to hand in my March Madness brackets today.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And
with my $5.
Mm-hmm. Who has? We have a poll today at Doug Steffen, by the way. .com. Are you betting on the March Madness games? A. Yes, I'm in an office pool.
Yep.
B. Yes, I'm betting online. I thought you couldn't bet online or anything.
No, you can.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm in a pool with some friends. D, not yet, but I'm thinking about it. E, no, I don't gamble. F, I was, but my bracket is already busted. How can that be if they just starting to play this week?
There were a couple games last night.
There were? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Anything of note?
No, let's see here. No.
Nah. All right. Nobody cares. So,
I didn't get cranked up, really, until today.
But we talk about it all month, like it happens all month.
For the rest of the month, yeah.
Yeah. Wall Street stock futures off a little today, did very well yesterday. And one of the reasons people keep saying, it's because of the news from the Fed. Apple is the reason, I believe, because the Dow Jones and 30 Industrial Averages now has Apple as one of the 30 stocks. It's a blue chip stock now, as of this week. I think that's why the market went up in part, anyway. Be my own reason for...
I would have to think that taking the word patient out and then saying patient doesn't mean we're going to be impatient. I mean, all these nutcakes are always jump when the Fed speaks.
Japanese authorities investigating death threats again today against the ambassador to Japan, Caroline Kennedy. Media reports there yesterday have local police looking into phone calls placed to the U.S. Embassy threatening to kill Ms. Kennedy. The confirmation of the reports has been weak, but lots of attention given to her just because of who she is. I said yesterday, somebody sent me a nasty email back. I said that she ought to get her teeth straightened out. She just looks, I don't know, how old is she? She's got to be in her, what, late 50s?
I would imagine, yeah.
Okay. Do you ever look
57.
At...
57.
Look at her face. She looks so worn and haggled. She just looks, her face, and maybe this is a slap for
I'll
me.
Tell you something.
I'm not trying to, hold on, let me just dig myself out of this before I dig
Give
myself
out of
the hole.
Let's hear it.
The teeth thing is, you know, somebody, people have money, and she obviously doesn't care, but it doesn't, it's not attractive. I mean, that isn't a sexist comment, it's just a comment. But her face has so many lines on it, like she doesn't sleep.
Is there enough money in the world for you to be a Kennedy?
You talking about me?
Look at what that family's been through.
I know.
Through.
Oh, horrible.
But no wonder she looks. It's amazing she's still walking upright.
Yeah.
That family is. It's a curse to have that name.
Well, I don't know. There's everybody. We all have different standards, and I really don't know whether I should apologize or not for what I just said. Maybe I should ask. Is Joy there? Where's Joy? She hooked up yet?
No, not yet.
All right. Maybe I'll ask her what she thinks. I just think she could be an attractive... Oh, is that another sexist guy? I don't even know now that I said that.
You better just stop talking.
Maybe I should. I was just looking at her face and thinking that it's too bad she looks as old as she does.
I think
maybe
bearing
it's just
that
family.
Name
yeah, maybe
is
it
a rough, rough life.
Yeah.
They may have money and power, but man, what it takes to keep it and get it, ugh.
All right. I take almost everything back that I said in the last 60 seconds. Dr. Joy Brown will help us understand how to take and give constructive criticism. You ready for that, Richie? Coming up in a,
I'm not sure.
A few minutes. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, so we can't find Joy.
Apparently, she doesn't take criticism too well.
Really, you think that's the case? There's something about this that means something to me. I mean, whenever I do any of these things, obviously there's stuff in it for all of us. The reason that I do these because all of us have. A way of being either hard on ourselves or being hard on other people.
Oh, you mean when you talk to Dr. Joy about a specific issue, it's because internally you are
putting
information about it, right?
No, yeah. No, it's usually something that I'm confronted or concerned about, and I think that it has universal applicability.
Okay, so when we talk about being able to take criticism,
mm-hmm.
What does your do you think you take criticism well?
I think it depends on who's giving it to me.
Right. Let's have a little fun and say it comes from me.
That's not fun.
I know what my answer is.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. You have been, over the course of the years we worked together, we have had every emotion possible exchange between the two of us. Every single emotion possible.
Some more than others.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they haven't always been particularly constructive. And so do they stay? They settle. So, Kenny, when you and I, very little of the time that you and I have worked together, have we ever had conversations? Because you do your job, you're competent. Have you ever felt that I criticized you incorrectly or improperly?
One time.
Yeah, only once.
Wow.
Really? How long ago was that?
And what did you do?
Yesterday.
Or not
yet. I sent him an email that you kept.
Oh, yes.
This sounds good. Should I remember? How long ago was it?
I went on like a two-page rampage replying to you about something that you accused him of that just was way out there in left park.
Really?
And it was such a beautiful reply, I kept it. I still have it around somewhere.
Really?
It's great. Yeah.
All right, where's Joy? You said you found her?
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about constructive criticism. We got about a minute or so here. When people ask you about taking it or giving it, what do you advise? Is it something that I think constructive criticism is very necessary and helpful, but do we have to define what constructive is?
Yeah, well, by definition, the person who's giving it thinks it's constructive. The person who's getting it thinks it's criticism.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be really careful about it and never telling anybody anything they already know, because it's almost always negative. If you're going to criticize somebody, you're going to have to, for them to find anything in it to accept rather than just being defensive or upset or angry, is to tell them what they're doing right as well. We're much better served by telling people what they do right than what they do wrong. Most people don't want to do something wrong.
I'm not sure I agree with that. I think sometimes people don't know that they're doing stuff wrong at all.
I think you should chat with Doug a little bit more. I definitely disagree with that.
Well,
you disagree with me or her?
No, I agree with you that
that
unless I bring something up to you, you don't realize you've done it wrong.
Well, but wait a minute. But somebody being hurt by somebody else's behavior isn't necessarily doing something wrong. It's just doing something that makes them uncomfortable. That's a very different kind of issue.
Wrong, we're probably talking more about work than we are in circumstances that are familial or social.
But the point is, somebody's doing something that makes you unhappy. Then saying, rather than you did it wrong, say, this makes me unhappy. It's much more likely to be heard and changed. So wrong, presumably, has some shared reality.
Doug, the way you did the TurboTax Intuit spot makes me unhappy. happy.
Really? You can stick the intuit spot, you know where. Thank you, Joy. 51 after on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better
off? Or would you rather be a fish?
Love it.
We just talked about this the other day.
We did.
It's from Hudson Hawk, Swinging on a Star, Bruce Willis and Danny Aiello. Bruce Willis is 60 today, the aging. I thought he was older than that, actually. I don't know why I thought. Remember him when he was 30? Good Lord. That television show? What was the name of that show that he was in?
Moonlighting.
Moonlight. That was a great show. That's 30 years ago.
And that girl that has a crush on you, Sybil Shepherd.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bruce Willis has his birthday today, so I guess as a result of that, we will work over one of his movies.
Can I say something, Doug?
Chuck, please, Chucker, say something, anything.
You know, that I just, you brought up Sybil Shepherd. About a month ago, I did a revival of Taxi Driver from 1976 with Robert De Niro, Martin Scorsese's great 70s film.
Yes.
Sybil Shepherd is a co-star, female, opposite Robert De Niro. And she easily was one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen on screen in that movie, on the big screen.
Yeah.
And her career in movies really never materialized. I mean, she hit big on Moonlighting. But when you watch Taxi Driver, especially this high-definition remastered version with her, she's stunningly good-looking.
Yeah.
Wanted to say that.
I think one of the things that got in her way is that she's got a reputation for being very difficult to work with.
I agree with that.
So under the circumstances, that even you can have all the wonderful looks in the world, but people don't want to work with you. And I think this is, but it more often happens with women than it does with men, which is not fair.
She also can act. I mean, she's a very appealing.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, looks only get you so far in movies. Ask Cindy Crawford after she did that one movie and never worked again in film. Fair game. But Sybil Shepherd was very appealing as an actress.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, we're going to have three outclips, outtakes, if you will, video, audio from the movie in question. You identify the movie, and you qualify for our drawing I always want to say the Breakers, and it's not the Breakers, in Colorado Springs.
It's the Broadmoor.
Broadmoor, thank you. So here's the first clue. See if you can identify the movie. Call us at 888-302-3684 if you can.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess.
Would you like to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change?
Oh, come on, Ken. Really?
888-302-3684. Next clue.
Who are you, then?
Just a fly in the ointment, Hans. The monkey in the wrench.
I like Love Actually. He was in Love. The bad guy was in Love Actually, remember?
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
And he was kind of a bad guy in that movie, too.
I need about five more clues to get this.
All right, this one will be the fun. Right. Let me see. Right. Let me see.
Drop
Twinkies.
Off.
Twinkies.
Right. Another orphan of the bankrupt culture. This is John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually.
Uh-huh.
I really like those sequin shirts.
All right, you know what the movie is. Help yourself. 888-302-3684 to qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The Honda Dream Garage sales event has great deals on almost everything we make, like generators for backup power, and the techno-packed Honda Odyssey with rear-view camera standard for backup power. So go! You've got a garage to fill!
During the Dream Garage sales event, get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on a 2015 Odyssey. Now, at your Honda dealer.
Confirm safe conditions before backing up. Rear-view camera doesn't display all info about conditions and objects behind vehicle. See your local dealer for financing details.
All right, let's see where we want to go here. I don't know where Berlin, Maryland is. Let's find out.
Near Ocean City.
Is it? Laura, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
We're well,
7 miles outside of Ocean City, Maryland.
7 miles, all right. Is it east or west or north or south?
East, and east. It's also Berlin was voted the best little town in America last year.
Really?
Yeah, yep. Come visit us.
Must be because you're there. All right, so Laura, what's the name of the movie?
Die Hard.
Bruce Willis and his birthday, Die Hard. You get qualified for our drawing. Take place next week for the trip to the Broadmoor. Good luck to you. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Chucker, what do we have for movie news?
Universal Pictures, Doug, has brought on a third screenwriter to do a rewrite on the script to a remake of the movie Scarface. There were two versions, one with Paul Mooney. I believe that was in the 40s, and Al Pacino in the 80s. The Al Pacino version, Doug, of Scarface, easily one of the most popular cult movies ever made with a huge following.
All right. There he is, another huge following. Chuck Curry has a huge following here on Good Day. 59, Pat.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.